We had a phone call with the director and producer two weeks ago, Monday, and told us we were in the trailer.
I haven't seen the whole movie yet, so I don't know how long we're in there for, but we're part of one scene where, you know, we do a little singing, a little bit of dancing.
And,
you know, I'm not gonna say, you know, how we did in the competition, but we had a lot of fun.
You know, as a fan of the original Pitch Perfect movie, David and his, you know, affinity for social media, reaching out to other people with weird direct messages and replies, was somehow able to get in touch with the right people and an opportunity like that. So I thank him for his creepiness.
But shockingly, they actually let us in after all these desperate tweets and phone calls and emails. So
a lot of hard work and coordination between me and Max Handelman, Elizabeth, and Elizabeth as well. So when we were able to orchestrate the whole thing, it was pretty awesome, and I'm really proud of, you know, how it was able to come through fruition.
Yeah, he had to do a lot of, you know, a lot of lobbying, but hey, I mean, he came through, and more power to him.
When we went down and met the producers, they were just in love with the fact that we loved their first movie, and for us, I mean, obviously, most of us being offensive linemen, we don't get exposure like that very often.
The filming was, I guess, right after, as soon as OTAs finished up, we flew straight from here to Louisiana. Yeah, Baton Rouge, and we shot for about 4 days.
The first day going in, you know, we were all a little nervous. So, but like I said, after that first day, it was good.
Man, we were there. We were working from 10 in the morning until 1 in the morning the next day. So, it was a lot of work, a lot of downtime, a lot of makeup touch-ups. The whole experience, just to see what those guys go through day in, day out. It's eye opening, and
it was interesting. It was definitely different, but it was a cool experience. So
we were there, I think, for the perfect amount of time. We got a good glimpse of it, but weren't there long enough to where we were starting to get tired and bored with it. So we had a good time. It was a lot of fun.
No, I think we have a very talented group of guys that are in it. So it was a piece of cake.
Obviously, in seeing from the trailer, hopefully it looks like it's put together well. So I'm excited about seeing it, and knowing that we're all A-list celebrities now.
From what the producers have been telling us, from their test screenings, we seem to be pretty decent.
We just knew going into it, me and Max were pretty good at communicating and staying on the same page. And, you know, I talked to these guys. I tried to tell them, hey, let's, you know, keep it on the DL and be quiet. And, you know, I had to say a couple white lies to make sure nothing happened. But, I mean, now the secret's out. We wanted to wait till the movie came out. Max talked about it, but Universal and the NFL were so happy. They wanted to let people know, especially during the football season.
I mean, for us, I mean, it was such an honor that we would have done the whole thing for free. We probably would have paid to be in the movie, to be honest with you. So we wanted to go have some fun and just be a part of a movie like that we hope to have big success. I mean, it's something that might be once-in-a-lifetime experience. So.
Like I said, it should be fun and funny to see, and hopefully you guys get a kick out of it.
Do you expect any movie-related trash talk from the Vikings D-line?
What trash talk can you say? Oh, my God, you're in a movie. What a loser.